Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal. But it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHope. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHope, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
We're getting you ready for the game on The Build Up with news from around the league, interviews, highlights, and more. Here's your host, Ted Ramey.
All right, what's happening, everybody? How are we all doing? We are getting ready for the San Jose Sharks to take on Vegas tonight. 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 go time right here on the Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks looking to make it 3 straight wins and to level out a 6-game homestand where they go out on the road on Friday, where they will be in Utah taking on Utah HC, and then back home Saturday night where they host the Wild. Then they go back out on the road at Detroit, at Columbus, at the Islanders, at Boston, and then at Nashville before they're back home on the 23rd of January against Nashville. Some of the storylines coming out of morning skate today: both Tyler Toffoli and Fabian Zetterlund, who did not practice yesterday, were on the ice for morning skate. Jake Walman has been skating on his own, but he was skating with teammates today, so that's a good sign. This is per Sheng Peng of NBC Sports California and San Jose Hockey Now. We did get an update from head coach Ryan Warsawski regarding Jake Walman. He said that he could be an option to travel and play in Utah on Friday. So that would be a very, very good step for Jake Walman, getting him back into the lineup, just because he was able to add so much on both ends of the ice, both offensively and defensively. And in my opinion, they have really, really missed him out there. But any injured player for the Sharks right now, especially one of the more talented players, that's going to hurt. But we got a great show coming up for you today. I did a number of interviews at Sharks practice yesterday. The vibes were immaculate. We're going to start out with Mark Edward Vlasic. All right, we are here with Mark Edward Vlasic on a Monday as the Sharks have a practice day after 2 consecutive victories that coincide with your return to the lineup. Are you ready to take 100% credit for those 2 wins?
Not really. No, I'll give us a little boost, but the guys decided to play. We decided to stick to our system, not turn pucks over. And we got rewarded for it. So it just happened that I came back to the lineup, but we have a big test tomorrow. So if we keep going this way, we can beat anybody.
How was it for you to have the guys all fired up for your return to the lineup? Must've made you feel good, right?
It felt good. It felt like, you know, the guys wanted me back, gave me a boost as well, against Tampa Bay, a good team. We had a lot of people in the stands as well. Good atmosphere. So all that put together, It was a good night. I enjoyed it.
And beyond that, the fans were also stoked for you to return.
Well, that's nice too. I was stoked. I didn't play a game since April, so I was anxious, excited to get back in, antsy to get back in. The guys were excited. I was excited. The fans. All that put together gave us a big win. We kept it going against Jersey, and now we're playing the hottest team in the league right now.
Yeah, so it's just one after another for you guys. Another challenge.
It's a good task for us.
It is.
Yeah.
And it coincides with, you know, at a time when the franchise has a lot of young players. Does it make you think back to when you were the young guy coming up with the team?
Well, there's a little, I mean, there are superstars coming up. Askey, Celebrini, and Smith, to name a few, Thron, Shaq on the back end. When I came in, I was the only 19-year-old, right, the only young guy, if my memory's correct. But there are a lot of veterans to help those younger guys get better, be in this league as long as I can. So if I can help Shaq, Thron, perfect their game, to be able to play as long as they want to play, to be able to play until they say, hey, that's it, then I'll be there for them. I'm just getting back in. Even when I wasn't in the lineup, I would try to help the guys out from being up top, telling them pointers here and there. So maybe my role has changed, but the young guys, they're putting in the work mixed with the veterans. I mean, it's been only 2 games, but if we stick to what we're doing the last 2 games, maybe we can turn this season around, hopefully make a little push for the playoffs, and hopefully down the road the Sharks come back to winning some games.
When you are talking to these younger guys, what sort of advice do you give or tips and tactics? Because I know you probably don't want to be overbearing at the same time, right?
Well, no, because when I'm up top and watch the game, the farther you are from the puck, the easier the game is. And I know that when I'm on the ice, it happens so fast. So it's just pointers on where to put your stick, just looking, shoulder checking, little things that could help, not overbearing, because everybody in that locker room is in the NHL, so everybody can play the game.
In terms of what a defenseman's responsibilities are in 2025 now versus when you came into the league, how much of that has changed? Because I feel like everybody wants the defender to be like a Brent Burns type and just, you know, score from the point, blast the puck in, whereas you've made an incredibly long, successful career by being a shutdown defender, but that's maybe not the same focus that everybody thinks about with what makes a good defenseman now. I mean, there's a reason you're, you know, coming in on 1,300 games.
Well, you know, everybody wants points. Everybody wants goals, flashing, you know, spinoramas, things like that. The game has evolved quite a bit since I've been in. So it's faster. They've taken out, not icing, but back when I started, it was touch icing. You could hook and hold a lot more. There's rules now that make the game a little bit faster. There's younger guys coming in. Is it working out? Is it skating more in the summertime? It's a different game, but there's a lot of younger guys coming in. It's a lot more speedy, smaller D-men coming in as well. So if you're mobile and can skate, you'll be able to play in this league for a very long time. But when I came in, it was not trying to do too much, not trying to be somebody else. Just there's a reason every player gets here, and they got to stick to their game. Sometimes I feel when you're young and you want to do more, you want to show, and that's maybe when you start doing too much and then you turn the puck over or you're not where you should be. So the only thing I can say is just be who you are. There's a reason why they drafted you. There's a reason why you're here. Just play to your strength. If it's offense, defense, if you're good enough, you will play.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing is you obviously made a case for why you should stay up way back when, and now you're watching these kids who have been here since day one of their careers. Do you ever, you know, say to a Will or a Macklin, you know, do you offer advice to them, or do you just try to just maybe be more of the, you know, the leader figure as opposed to a veteran coach style player?
Well, it's different too as a forward and as a D-man, but, you know, for them as a forward, I could tell them how D-men are going to play against you, because I've played against the best players, and Mac's going to be an outstanding player, Smith too. So I, if ever they need it, I could say, okay, this is how a D-man's going to play against the best player. And we see it right now with Thrun. Thrun is, him and CeCe are playing against the best players. They played against Hughes the day before against Point and Kucherov and did an outstanding job. So you can see Thrun is comfortable in that role.
Right.
He can skate. He can keep up with them. He has an offensive game to. He has an offensive aspect to his game as well.
What's it going to take against Vegas tomorrow night?
A little bit of what we did the last two games, closing quick in the D zone and puck management. If you turn the puck over at any of the blue lines, it's coming right back at you, and it probably will end up in your net.
Mr. Vlasic, thank you very much, man. Appreciate you. Good
no
to have
problem.
You back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
And I also spoke with Henry Thrun. All right, we are here with Hank Thrun as the San Jose Sharks have a Monday practice ahead of a game against Vegas tomorrow night. Team's coming off two games, man. You're playing well. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's been good. Two big wins for us against two strong Eastern Conference opponents, and obviously Vegas is a good team, you know, one that we're pretty familiar with, so it's going to be a good test for us.
So you had to take a couple games off. You watched from above, but everyone thinks that since you've come back to the regular lineup, you've been an improved player. What do you think you learned watching from the top down for a few games?
Yeah, I think for me the biggest thing was probably just more of a mentality shift, just trying to impact the game more, you know, not play as safe, I guess. You know, I think earlier in the year was thought I was playing fine, but maybe just played a little safe and not a ton was happening out there. I felt like, you know, I was playing fine defense and playing fine with the puck, but again, just thought I had a lot more to give. And, you know, so credit to the coaches, kind of just working with them and figuring that out together. I've done that for a stretch of games now, but now just going to keep that going.
The hardest part about the season is there's so little practice time, I think. And then if a coach is giving you lessons, if he's giving you pointers, how hard is that to suddenly implement it to your game?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, obviously, as you mentioned, there's not a ton of time for, you know, individual or team practice on the ice. So it's something that I try to do, you know, whether it's video sessions or just, you know, mentally thinking through different situations and reps like that. You know, so it's something that it's definitely a challenge. But again, I think for me, it was more probably a mentality thing than an actual physical kind of tactical skill that I had picked up.
In terms of that mentality, is that just something that you have to develop? Because I know that it's something that you hear coaches say, but I always feel that there is probably more of a practicality about it than maybe it's kind of conveyed as.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if it, it sounds, obviously it's an interesting dynamic, right? Because as I said, it's not something, a skill you need to work on. So, I mean, realistically you could flip the switch at any day, but you know, if we all would be pretty amazing players to be able to do that. So as you said, it's something you more just develop over time. Different experiences, success, failure, just kind of different things you pick up on and realize and kind of grow into the player that you're going to be. So I'd say it was kind of a development thing. You know, I feel like I think I'm coming up on 100 games.
Happens fast.
In the NHL, yeah. And you know, coach always says he thinks that a D-man takes around 200 games to kind of come into the player they're going to be in the NHL. So for me, I feel that I've had a good stretch here recently and felt like my game's grown a lot. So I just need to keep that level of play up and hopefully grow a little more.
How has it been to have Vlasic back in the lineup?
Oh, he's the best. He's the best. He's like, it's like having another coach out there, basically. And when he's on the bench, it's just like, he's such a great presence.
We've seen it all, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's crazy. Like, I honestly, whether it be in practice or in a game, like, I know if I ask him something, he's going to know the answer. Because, I mean, he literally was in the prime of his career, was probably the best defensive defenseman in the game. So someone that I used to watch a video of him back in kind of high school and in college. He was one of the guys that I would like to watch his shifts. And someone that, yeah, when he's on the ice and in the lineup for us, it's one, it's a lot of fun, but two, it also helps us a lot. You know, it gives us good solid minutes, is responsible, and you know, you get out of him every night.
And you score against Askey in practice nonstop, right?
Yeah, I scored him probably like every other shot, which is pretty good shooting percentage for on goalies.
I'll ask him about that next. Yeah. All right, Hank, appreciate your time as always, man. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. See ya.
And then I was joined by Yaroslav Askarov, who was listening to the conversation that we were having in there talking about Henry Thrun scoring on Askarov in practice.
Yeah. come here. Let's get you two together real quick. No. This is the important thing.
All right.
So we just asked Thrun about his scoring against Askey here in practice. You said
50%.
I said I can't remember.
You don't shut him down nonstop.
I can't remember the last goal. So I'm so behind.
He can score on anyone else, just not you.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, we got it from the source. Yeah. All right, now you can go, Hank.
Hey guys, there you go.
Sorry, Ann.
Here, step up, man.
Yep.
All part of the fun. So I got to ask about the ear celebration that you did after the high five with Sharky. That was pretty fun, right?
That was pretty fun. And I just all the time, I will try to celebrate with our fans, you know, right after the winning game. That's what's awesome.
Yeah, that was the first thing you also said when Drew was talking to you in the post game. You were, you know, cheering it up for the fans. How much fun is it when you've got that sellout crowd and you're beating good teams and you hear the crowd erupt like that?
That's what's super one. Like, that's what's super loud. Just like we have a lot of fans. That's what I was telling fans, I want to hear you. And the fans were super loud. That's what's sick.
It was great, man. It was a great environment. Both those wins. Let's talk about Tampa and beating Vasilevsky. Obviously, an amazing netminder that you're going up against. Do you think about the goalie matchup before a game, or are you just focused on yourself?
Not really. I'm just trying to focus on myself. Yes, seriously. Yeah, it's all the time that's fun. You're just checking in before the game, like who's going to be in net, and just, all right, it's going to be Tristan.
You knew you had a challenge, though, either way.
All the time, because, like, NHL, but a lot, like, great goalies in the league. That's why just every game, that's a good challenge.
Every game, it feels like the margins are so thin. Like, just you look at Markov with that goal, or excuse me, Markstrom that got by him, it tipped off his glove. CC put the shot on, he got his glove there, just happened to go off of it. I mean, that's life in the National Hockey League.
That's life. This is hockey life. Sometimes that's a little tough.
It goes.
The goalie life special.
What was it like watching CC's game-winning goal? Because the play is all down there at the other end of the ice. Did you see, oh, Cody's open?
I wasn't sure that, because that was for like second was super quiet, and I was, where is the puck? And the fans just started jumping in, and you know, like that's, oh, that's, man, that's in, and
yeah.
And I was, all right, I got it.
Well, you can't be too happy.
For the first few seconds,
yeah,
right after the goal, I didn't realize what that was goal, because I'm just, where's the puck?
There's still 24 seconds left in the game there. I mean, that's a lot of time. A team can score a goal off the faceoff pretty quickly. You have to go from being so super excited that you just got the lead to mm-hmm. then locked in, ready to go. Is that hard?
Hard. Because you need to be like, stay focused on like for 24 seconds more. And after you can excel, you know, like,
yeah. And that,
like 20 seconds, that was good pressure.
It's pretty tense.
And
you've experienced some very tense situations since you've come up with the Sharks. You've been in a lot of tight games, but you seem to be enjoying it. Like, I can see you smiling through your mask sometimes. The more shots that are coming on net, you just seem to be enjoying it.
Trying. I'm trying every second. I'm enjoying every second here, you know. Yeah, on the, every time, it's what I told before. I'm just happy to be here. Yeah. And every time in the net.
But not everybody's like that. Some guys get stressed out, but you seem to be like, it's like your favorite thing to do.
That's my favorite hobby.
Just annoying forwards.
Yep.
Breaking their hearts. So what have you learned about your game since you've been able to get more and more games with the Sharks and more NHL games?
What I learned more.
Yeah.
Learn more, like to be more confident every game, you know. Take to more confident and, you know, in every aspect of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Just be me.
Does it help when your teammates are coming up and giving you stick taps after a big save?
That's a good feeling too.
Yeah.
I loved it.
How was it?
I didn't tell anything bad back to the boys because, you know, like on the game, you're just, still dial in, you know, like mm-hmm. try to be. And that's why whenever someone like, I'm just keep focused on the game. But that's a good feeling.
It's working.
It's a work.
How was it with Mark Edward Vlasic back out there on the ice?
I loved it. He's pretty skilled. He looks confident. It's good for goalies.
Thrun was just saying that it's like having another coach out there on the ice.
Something like, yeah.
Yeah. He's seen it all. He's played almost 1,300 games. If you have that.
I can't imagine.
Nah. I mean, it's crazy.
It's a lot.
I feel like I've been watching him forever.
I told him, like, I checked his Instagram, like, a few days ago, and I didn't know what he's got, like, 1,000 games, like, in 2020.
Yeah.
I was drafted in that year. I was, oh, that's cool.
That is cool.
It is cool. I told him right before that last game.
Yeah. No, he was excited. And then, you know, watching the fans be excited for him, and obviously all of you guys on the bench, everybody was excited to get him back out there on the ice. How nice was it to be able to get a win in that game?
Pretty nice. I know I thought about it before the game. I thought that's a first game for him, like, mm-hmm. after he'd be back, you know, and we need to win this game. So he's gonna be happy, everybody gonna be happy, like his family gonna be happy, and really, you know, like kind of like energy's gonna be out for everybody in the locker room.
Love it.
Yeah, that's why we did it on this sec.
Yeah, now you've got another big challenge coming up against Vegas. You guys took down Tampa, you took down Jersey, two very good teams mm-hmm. from the East. Now you've got a division opponent coming into the house. And then obviously there's, you know, two other losses you guys have had against that team this year. Mm-hmm. Does this feel like a good opportunity to show the team's growth?
Absolutely. We'll be ready to go tomorrow and we'll have some fun tomorrow.
Nice. Love it, man. Well, I will let you go. Thank you very much for your time. And we'll talk soon.
I appreciate it.
I know I've said it before and I will say it again. Yaroslav Askarov is a unique individual. His energy is so much fun out there on the ice. And I have just absolutely grown to appreciate every single aspect about him. It's not just that he's good. It's not just that he's fun. It's just that he is completely comfortable with being himself. And I think that is something that everybody on the team needs, somebody like that. And I think you've got Mark Edward Vlasic, who's like that. You've got Yaroslav Askarov, who's like that. So we will see how these guys' personalities continue to influence the room. Also, it will not be three straight starts for Askarov tonight. Georgiev will get the start, so hopefully he's rested and ready to go against a very high-quality Vegas team. So we will see what he has in store. Sharks also need to play some very good defense around him. You heard it time and time again from Mark-Edward Vlasic. Defense needs to do their job. All right, we are out of time. 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 go time right here on the Sharks Audio Network as Vegas comes to town to take on San Jose. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.